We say good morning to Dean Richards, our entertainment report, sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Now, Dean, I understand.
You sound different.
I do?
Yeah.
In a good way or a bad way?
I don't know. You just sound different.
All right. Well, Dean, it's been fun.
You sound very pleasant, but just not the same as always.
Oh, okay. Well,
first I thought, who am I talking to today?
I don't know.
Do you have a cold?
I have a little bit. How is it that you noticed before the person I'm married to noticed that I had a little cold?
Imagine that. A spouse completely ignoring you. Who could imagine?
I was like, you didn't even notice the Dayquil I've been chugging for the last 3 days. But Dean Richards, two lines in, boom, you got a cold.
That's me.
That's our close connection there, Dean.
It's me. I'll make you some hot tea.
I hear you're making cold soup later, so that's nothing sounds better.
I can't wait to tell you about what I'm making today.
I hear you're the fire marshal over at Channel 9 yesterday. You're the one that makes sure everyone's safe on the evacuation.
We had a big fire drill here yesterday.
Yeah, we heard it in the traffic report. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine, by the way.
Yeah, it was quite loud. Yeah, every once in a while, I think it was just a drill. I don't know if there was actually something going on. Here's what I know. I was on TV when it happened. And, we have those little earplugs that we have so the director can talk to us. And, people can annoy us while we're on the air. And they were saying, I think we need to be evacuated. I think we need to go. It's like, I'm right in the middle of a story. Do I just walk off? I mean, I don't know what to do. So,
if it was just a drill, don't they let the TV people stay put? Like,
I don't know.
What'd you guys do then?
We're reviewing our procedures.
Okay,
is my understanding.
Okay, that's good. Well, we'll keep us posted. I don't know what to even do here. If that fire alarm goes off, do I got to leave the building, Joe? Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that?
Are you kidding me? Push everybody aside.
The George Costanza my
the
way
George
on out?
The George Costanza. Push the old ladies aside. Everybody, right?
Joe, open up the rule book. What do I got to do if this alarm goes off? I should know that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to say, but we did have a drill last week during the John Williams show, and John and Pete Zimmerman were allowed to stick around and continue the show as normal. Everybody else had to follow the drill.
That makes sense for a drill. I tell you what, though, if it's the real thing, I'm not going down with the ship. I'll be the first. You're right, Dean. I'm George.
That is not the right spirit.
Going to sit in here while it burns? Bye, everyone.
We have a responsibility to continue.
No. We're going to loop a Cars for Kids commercial for 40 minutes while I get out.
Oh, wow. What, one disaster is not enough?
Okay, let's gather our thoughts here.
Not that I think that Cars for Kids is a disaster, but a loop of it might get a little annoying.
A loop of anything, sure.
Right.
Sad news yesterday. Bobby Sherman passes away, and
I was wondering if this was going to resonate with you, because if Bob was here right now, we would have been doing a 4-hour special on the death of Bobby Sherman.
To laugh at that, but maybe. I know who he is and recognize the face because I've seen some of these teen idols of the past stories before. But to be perfectly honest, no, it doesn't resonate with me. But I know it does with the listeners.
How about some of his songs? Take a listen. Bringing back a lot of memories for a lot of people, but still not for you, I can tell.
No, not.
Or maybe it's the Dayquil.
Little Woman, yes.
Maybe it's the Dayquil that's muting your enthusiasm for this.
Little Woman. That rings a bell. I know. We just did this cross-generational game last hour.
I think you're more Bobby Brown than Bobby Sherman.
That I know.
But I remember when Bobby Sherman was on the old TV show Shindig, he was discovered at a party. He went to a party, and some Hollywood people was like, who's that handsome guy? And he was very charismatic and, had a winning smile. Turns out he could sing. They signed him to be on the Shindig show, which was sort of a countdown of the popular songs of the day. And from there, he got some other television shows. He was on a TV Western series called Here Comes the Brides with David Soul, who wound up being on Starsky and Hutch. But he was on several TV shows. He had multiple top 10 hits, Bobby Sherman, that is. And interestingly, with all of the fame, he decided that he wanted to do something a little more meaningful in his life, and he became an EMT, an emergency medical technician.
I read that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and well, you know, while he dabbled, occasionally would do like a nostalgia show, something like that. He was an EMT and trained people and, you know, dedicated his life to that. Earlier this year, he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, to which he succumbed the other day. He was 81 years old. But, I remember his songs blasting out of my AM radio back in the day.
Mm. A couple of people have texted in that they had the lunchbox, the Bobby Sherman lunchbox.
Oh, that's hardcore.
Yeah, that's worth a pretty penny.
That is hardcore. I have the John Hansen lunchbox, so I can recommend.
That's as good a time as ever to put a pause in this one.
Thursday, skydiving with Tom Skilling.
Maybe I should be scared to death. I'm not.
Be there as he takes the plunge. Thursday on WGN TV News at 9.
Yeah, Dean Richards is going to push him out of the plane. That's his role in that whole promotion. Dean joining us now, 8:22. John Hansen in for Bob Surratt. I figured, you know, actually it would be a good idea. You know, Bobby Sherman had the lunch boxes. You have the John Hansen thermos, but I should start putting my face on DayQuil bottles and hand those out to people, right?
See? Yeah.
This
John Hansen, he's always thinking. He's an idea man.
I sure am. Hey, let's talk Diddy. I don't know. It's trials beginning deliberation.
Only because it's ending.
It's
the only reason that I'm dealing with it, because the whole thing has been salacious to me and icky. And,
yes.
But it's ending. It's coming to an end. Both the prosecution and the defense in the Sean Diddy Combs trial had their closing arguments yesterday. The prosecution presented their case with 6 weeks of testimony and 34 witnesses. The defense did not call any witnesses, including Sean Diddy Combs. It was confirmed that he did not want to take the stand. Diddy said that it was his decision to not testify, and then he complimented the judge. He said, "Way to go, judge! You're doing a good job." So,
that's an endorsement.
He's
going to put that on his LinkedIn.
Yeah, exactly. So, the jury was instructed to return tomorrow. Deliberations, they say, will start on Monday, and hopefully, this whole thing will be over soon.
No witnesses for the defense.
Not one.
That doesn't seem like a strong posture. I don't have Karen County on the line. I could ask her at some point.
But. Because I think the defense is arguing that everything that he is accused of was consensual.
Ah.
So I think that they're sticking with that. They requested that the whole case be thrown out, which is common, I'm told.
After the prosecutors go, you go, let's throw this out, Judge.
Right. But the judge didn't rule on that at all. But the defense's argument was that it was all consensual.
Okay. Of all the things you and I, in fact, that we talked about yesterday on the show with all the guests, the thought that kept on sticking in my head was someone biting a friend and like to the point of drawing blood.
Like you've never done that.
Like, playfully, it was the Cobra Kai story.
Like you've never bitten somebody.
Like to the point of leaving your teeth.
Wait a minute.
Marks
have you? Have you bitten somebody?
I don't think so. Like maybe my little brother. Or my older brother. Yes, like when he, you know, you're rough.
Sometimes when John Williams is coming on the air and you're leaving.
Just a little.
Hey, John, have a good show.
Yeah, a little chomp out.
Then a little chomp.
We have an update, though, to the Cobra Kai.
Yeah, this Cobra Kai actor, Martin Cove, who I guess at a fan convention bit his co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim, bit her on the arm, almost drew blood. Yesterday issued a formal apology saying, "I deeply regret and apologize for my actions regarding the incident. A genuinely kind and wonderful person, Alicia Hannah Kim is, and didn't deserve to be put in that position. I've always respected her and considered her a highly professional and talented co-worker. I was being playful in the moment, but went too far."
Did ChatGPT write this apology? Like, hey, I bit my co-worker. Write an apology for me.
There is no excuse for my behavior. I regret my actions, for which I take full responsibility for what I did and apologize to her and her husband. I'm committed to learning from this, and it will never happen again. please pass the salt and pepper. I added that part.
I'm like, I knew you were ramping up to something. Didn't mean to interrupt the flow of the joke, Dean. That was well.
That was a very long setup to the joke.
That was well crafted.
I like my co-stars medium well.
All right, we gotta let's get through the streaming stuff because I want to find out what you're cooking too.
Yeah. Because we have a bunch of stuff. The Bear, the new season of The Bear is out today. You can stream as soon as I find my notes on it. Here it is. That has begun streaming. All the episodes are available now on Hulu. Also set in Chicago, by the way, is this new Marvel series, Ironheart. Mm. It's a follow-up to the Black Panther movies that has Riri Williams. If you're into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know all of these characters returning to her hometown of Chicago. We've got the third and final season of Squid Game that begins Friday on Netflix. We've got the first full-length animated feature that Warner Brothers has put out, The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie that hits Disney Plus on Friday. Barbara Walters documentary is out on Hulu right now, and also Chef Giada De Laurentiis has an Amazon Prime special. It's called Giada in My Kitchen. So if you're into foodie kind of things, those are all new on the stream this week.
Or if you're into foodie things, cold cucumber soup at 9:35 on Good Old
Line. I'm telling you what, this is the most delicious and refreshing soup. It's cucumber, it's fresh dill, it's a little bit of Greek yogurt, whole bunch of spices. You mix all that together, put it in a blender or food processor, put it in the fridge, let it get really nice and cold on a hot day. You're going to thank me for this. I'm going to make it at 9:35 this morning, and we'll put the recipe up at WGNTV.com/DeanCooks later on so you can make it yourself. It's so easy and so delicious.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll be looking forward to that. Dean, been great to chat with you the last 3 days, okay?
All right, John. We'll see you soon.
Yep, and the Bobby Sherman special 4 hours tomorrow when Bob comes back, so be ready. There we go. That's Dean Richards.